Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Josh has something going on in his life where an ex is trying to reach back out or something, but not directly through you?
No.
What's the deal?
I don't even know if I want to call this person an ex. I'm not going to say her real name, so I'm just going to call her Rachel.
Olga.
Olga. She looked like an Olga.
Let's go with Olga.
Olga it is.
All right.
I got to give a little bit of a backstory about this because we were not a couple. We went on dates. I'd say maybe 5 dates.
Did you smash?
Not important. In a couple of these dates, though.
Moving on.
Smash.
In a couple of these dates, though, it was like friends. All of my friends went out with her as an outing, okay? Like to a bar, and we all got drinks and everything like that. And I was like, hey, come meet my friends. We're all going to so-and-so. So she meets these people. We hang out. Everything's fine. Turns out this woman is, and I don't want to be a guy that says like, oh, my ex is crazy. No, this woman is a pathological liar. She lied about her entire family life. She lied about where she lived. She lied about her actual name. So I'm now giving her a fake name. This woman was like on the FBI's most wanted list or something and trying to start a new life here. She said she lived in Golden. She didn't even live in Golden. She lived in like Commerce City, I've come to find out. So lie after lie after lie. I don't want this person in my life ever again.
Yeah.
When we finally called it quits, I was like, hey, I'm never going to reach out to you again. Never reach out to me again. It's totally fine. That was now
a little
bit over, like maybe around 2 years ago. Okay. So it's been a while now. That being said, just recently, she has now started texting the girlfriends of my group and being like, hey, like, we should get coffee. We should hang out. And I'm like, why are you inviting yourself back? And so those girls have come to text me, and they're like, hey, do you remember this person?
She says that Olga?
Yes. Do you remember Olga?
You guys smashed.
She says that you're a mutual friend and that that's how they met. They don't even remember this girl. It's been so long. And I'm like, oh, no. Don't respond. Don't reach out to this person. I'm like, why are you trying to claw back into my life here?
Yeah, that's weird.
It is so weird. She is a pathological liar. And I don't want to be the guy that says she's psycho, but she was crazy. She really was. And so I don't know what to do here because now my friends are like, well, hey, should we reach out? Should we, you know, be nice or whatever? And I'm like, no, don't do that. And again, they're their own person, so they can do whatever they want, I guess. But that being said, it's such a weird thing. I've never had this happen to me, and I don't understand why she's doing it. If she's trying to get back in my life, where I'm in a relationship already, so I'm like, absolutely not. Or is she just trying, like, she might have literally burned every bridge in her entire life that she's trying to go back with my friends now and just, like, try to find people to be friends with. I want her out. I want her out. But my friends are saying, well, should we be nice and stuff like that? So there's the conundrum. I'm like, what do I do here? How do I stop them from bringing her into my life?
Yeah. Like, what do you do from there? Because, I mean, obviously, like you said, you are in a relationship now. You don't want this drama in your life.
Ugh,
like,
no.
But yeah, Olga's not reaching out to you. She's just going through just friending your friends, essentially.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't want that because
coffee.
That's the thing. Like, we still all hang out. Hmm. We have a large group of friends that always do things, always hang out together. And so I'm like, I don't want to show up to, you know, Lucky Joe's bar or whatever that we're all going to, and she's there, especially
awesome.
If I'm with my girlfriend.
I love those awkward moments.
Oh, why?
And side note, Lucky Joe's bar is really good.
Yes.
God, I don't know. I guess you just start sending blanket group messages out to your friends saying, this is Olga. I'd like you all to meet Olga if you haven't met before. And she cray cray.
The weird thing is she's saying, like, she's talking like they're besties. Like, hey, it's been so long. Like, I want to reach. They showed me the text. Like, they sent me the screenshots. And then they're like, we don't even remember her. Like, it was so long ago. But that's why I'm like, oh, please. Like,
maybe this is a cry for help. Maybe she is, like,
maybe
changed.
That's
and
what
she
I'm
is
saying.
Just looking for friends.
I don't want
maybe
that.
She's wholesome and normal now.
You could go look somewhere else.
Here's the thing. If somebody that I dated previously wanted to be friends with all of my homies, I would not like that. I would not like that. I'd try and put the stop to that immediately. But how do you do that? Do you
reach out to them?
So I've
tried to squash it. Yeah.
What if they were already friends with your friends while you were dating? Like, they had already Instagrammed friend each other and everything, and then you broke up. Do you ask that person then to unfriend?
After meeting twice?
Friends?
After meeting twice.
You might have to, I don't know, what is the protocol here with social media friendships? Like, Can you ask your friends to unfriend somebody? This is like
no, Olga.
No, Olga.
You can put a post on your Instagram that just has a picture of Olga with that circle and then the line through her face, and just says "Say no to Olga."
Yeah. Join me in my recent endeavor.
Hey, hey, ho, ho. Yeah. Olga's got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho. Get this crazy out the door.
But I guess that's just my question. Is
that's nice off the top of your
head. It is, yeah, for you to get that off the top of your head. Yeah. I don't know. It's just, should I essentially just ask my entire friend group to blacklist her? Or, because I know women love new friends. Like, that's the thing, is they're all friendly.
Well, and it's hard to find
No, they
find
do.
Friends.
That's her thing. She,
I love
she
new friends.
My friend did not give me a definitive no. She's like, well, I mean, like, maybe coffee.
Well, maybe.
Your whole thing.
Why can you tell them not to be friends, though, then? They can be friends.
Can he do that,
I don't
though?
Like
yes,
that.
Be
they
friends.
Were my friends first.
Oh, no.
So what? They have their own friends.
Is it okay for Josh to tell them I don't want you to be friends with her because she's my crazy ex?
Got a little repeat Robert on the line. What's up, Robert?
How's it going?
Hey,
Hi.
We're super dupes, buddy. So what's your advice for Josh?
So I think you can ask your friends to be like, hey, you know, this is an ex I fooled around with, so on and so forth, and be like, ultimately, I would not like her in the friend group, but then put the ball in their court to ultimately be like, yeah, we may not want to, or if they do, great. At the end of the day, you get to choose whether you want to be around that group when she's there or not, and you can choose to be cordial if you want to.
Okay, so I can't just outright ask them. I mean, it's probably wrong to do that, correct? Just outright ask them not to associate with her?
Yeah, I mean, again, ultimately, put the ball in their court. If they want to friend her and, you know, bring her to the gatherings, then that's up to them. You have control over you and your girlfriend, and they have control over their lives. And it's you can say, hey, you know, I'd rather not. But ultimately, if they decide to, that's then the choice of, do you want to go to these gatherings, risking the chance of running into her?
Okay.
The thing is that's now, good, like, before he goes out with any of these people, he has to ask, though, hey, is Olga going to be there? Like, every time. Because he could just pop in and she'll randomly be there. And then there's going to be all sorts of tension.
Just Irish goodbye and be like, oh, sorry, I forgot we had plans at a different location.
I forgot my chapstick in the car and then leave.
I must
exactly.
go.
Robert, we appreciate your advice, sir.
Thank you, man.
Very, very good. Here's Cassidy. Hi, Cassidy.
Hello.
Hello. What's your advice for Joshy Boy?
So my advice is kind of similar. I would you know, talk to them, talk to each individual that, you know, feed them the details of like what you told us, and I mean even more so if there is more details and that sort of thing. And I mean, if you are going to compromise, because I understand that it's kind of an awkward state to kind of just demand something, because I mean, you know, obviously if it was sort of like a small, you know, 5-date situation like you said. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, it is kind of a smaller thing, but it's not like it was a crazy bad breakup or whatever else, which I think they would have to respect your wishes if you had, you know, a really, really, really bad breakup with her. But obviously she wasn't like a girlfriend. But if you're going to compromise, then I would say to be like, you know, be respectful of me and at least tell me who you've invited to like these gatherings and make me aware prior, because otherwise, you know, because that's keeping the ball in their court somewhat, and then you're not sounding like a control freak essentially.
Yeah.
No, that's good. And then it also gives me a good chance to see like how good my friends actually are to me. I mean, if they really respect me and my boundaries, hopefully they would not invite her to do those things, correct? I mean,
And I think also them knowing that if she is going to show up, you won't be there.
Nope,
that's
going
to help, right? I mean, come on, they're going to be like, if you don't come to things and you're not part of our friend group, then they don't want that.
Listen,
so
what?
This is why, dude. I've told you for years, quit hooking up with all these randos.
Everybody's random until you meet them.
Exactly.
This is what happens when you hook up with random Olgas.
Like, how else are you supposed to get yourself out there?
That's what happens when you're Josh.
There's a proper vetting process.
You make me crazy.
You talk for a little while before you, you know.
Okay, who does that anymore?
I know.
Come on.
Listen,
Jeremy.
This is what happens when you don't.
Jeremy, talking is second base now.
I know, exactly. It's so different now. You ain't out here, homie. You don't know.
I don't know.
It's a wild, wild west.
I would have stopped short with being named Olga, first of all.
That would have been number one.